For scripture reading, we will be in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 and 30. This is Jesus talking. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. May God bless the reading of his word.
Well, in your bulletin, it says that Pastor Jerry Danziger will give you a sermon on the cross. This is not correct. I got a text last night from Jerry, and he is just not feeling well, and so we went to a plan B. And so I got a little message I want to give you, and I know that the Hawkeye ladies are playing in just a little bit. And so this will be a meditation rather than a sermon. I'd like to just start, this is the beginning of the Easter season. And with the Easter season, it's a wonderful gift and a great sacrifice that Jesus made for us. But not everyone recognizes this great sacrifice. If we look back 2,000 years ago, even when people met him, they were with him, they heard him, they saw his miracles, they still didn't recognize what he was. They were looking from the Old Testament to see a Messiah come, but they were looking for somebody coming in a down out of the clouds with a chariot of fire and a thunderbolt in one hand and a sword in the other to get rid of the Romans, to free them, to help them. And here comes a carpenter from Galilee, from insignificant Galilee, who is preaching humble love. And so they didn't recognize what they had in their midst. And there's a lot of that today that do not recognize what we have and the wonderful gift and the great sacrifice that was made for each and every one of us. See, too often, rulers back then and now use fear and intimidation to rule. But that never lasts. How many kings and kingdoms over the years have tried that and are no longer around? But the God of love, our humble Jesus, that came with the might and the power of simple love, is still around. And that is a message, I think, as Pastor Ron spoke earlier, that hope, that love always comes through. So how do we acknowledge the wonderful gift and the great sacrifice of Jesus? I just want to read again the passage from Matthew because I picked this one. This is my favorite verse. And so speak what you know, right? Jesus is talking and he says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." There's two points there that Jesus makes that is very important, and that is, come to me and learn from me. And I'd like to give you a little illustration, and this is something I've talked to the KLZ boys about. And I thought, well, I'll also share it with you. So in the olden days, when they developed bows and arrows, then they had their contests. And if you look up there, you can see the target. And they would get and they would practice. And when they hit that yellow spot in the center, the guy would yell, "Mark." When you didn't hit the yellow spot, when you were off a ways, they would yell, "Sin." So the literal translation of sin is to miss the mark. But the first thing I have to teach the boys is whether you're hunting or whether you're shooting at a target is, what are you shooting at? You have to know what you're shooting at. If you're going to hit the mark, what is the mark? Our mark is Jesus. And so we have to first off know what we're shooting at. And that is the first part of that verse. Come to me. That's what Jesus says. Lay down your burdens and just come to me. You don't have to wait till you have it all together. Just come to me. Recognize what I am. Recognize the mark. And then you can shoot for that mark. So once we identify that target, then we go for it. But also, none of us is going to hit that mark, that bullseye, every single time we try. Some of the times, we don't have them yelling "mark." We have them yelling "sin." And Jesus does not beat us over the head for the times we are trying to hit the mark and we sin. We repent, we go back to God, and as long as we recognize the target, keep our eyes on that target, and not give up, but keep shooting for that target, God blesses each and every one of us. So, as I summarize, we need to strive always for God's truth. God gave us his truth in his Son. We must accept his Son. We must come to him. And then we must live like him, learn from him. For as complicated as life may become, discipleship, truly at heart, is walking with Jesus in the real world and have him teaching us moment by moment how to live his way. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you today and we just thank you for the great gift you gave us, your Son, your example of love that we can strive for each and every day. And Lord, as we strive and miss the mark, forgive us, Lord, of our sins. But lead us back to the target. Help us, Lord, to just keep focused on what is that bullseye, that mark that you want us to hit. And Lord, we just ask that you use us not only to strive for that, but to show other people what that target is, so that everyone can shoot and have the same goal. In the name of our precious Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, amen.